It's been 100 days. So how we all doing under the second Trump administration? I want to let you be the judge. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Listen, if you're predisposed, and I want to set aside the people who literally would say that Donald Trump is the best thing since sliced bread, if he took, you know, again, killed someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Just the converts, the forever Trumpers, that's not who I'm trying to speak to. But if we look at it as objectively as we can, I think a lot of people who supported Donald Trump, there are some things that they would like. They're going to like the culture war, right? If they're convinced that somehow, you know, white folks were on the outs, they're going to love what Donald Trump is doing. If they hate elites, right, they might like what Donald Trump is doing, even though it might strike them as a bit of overreach when it comes to universities, right, and places like Harvard. People that liked him are probably more or less going to be okay with the mass deportations, though there's going to be some discomfort with the lack of due process and the flouting of the Constitution, those kinds of things. But when I zoom way out and I look at this, even the places where, and I don't give him any credit for all any of those things because I think they're all wrong. And frankly, extremely harmful to our basic fabric of society. But when you zoom way out, what I see here is a guy that's bringing on global economic chaos and potentially likely, maybe certainly plunging us into a recession. I see a guy that's ushering in a new age of absolute hand over fist, pay to play corruption out in the open. And I see a guy who is totally willing to torch fundamental rule of law principles in this country simply to feed his own political power grab. That's what it's really about, right? Does Donald Trump really want to be flouting Supreme Court orders? No, but will he, because it gets in the way of his consolidation of power and therefore wealth? You bet, right? So when we zoom out, that's what I see here. I see a world economy that's on the verge of an absolute disaster that's going to hurt middle-class American families. I see a world foreign policy that is completely, you know, topsy-turvy, that has walked away from all of the gains we've made in the last 80 years. I see corruption and I see constitutional crisis. When I add all of that up, you stink at foreign policy, you stink at economic policy, you have no plan to lead us through either of those two things, you're as corrupt as the day is long, and everything that you're doing is hurting regular people in this country. Yeah. You get an F, you get an F minus, a zero, a negative 10. I don't care what it is, but this ain't working and it's about to get worse. That's what I'm really concerned about. Let's go back to the phones. Again, I want to hear from you folks. 855-752-4842. How's Trump doing 100 days in? Brian from Milwaukee, you've been very patient. Thank you. Welcome to the show. What would you like to share?
Hey, Maggie. Yeah, on a scale of, you know, through A through Z, definitely a Z for zero. Nothing I really like that he's doing. I just hope that, I mean, with everything, he's definitely tearing our democracy apart. Everything is going backwards. Everything we fought for over the last, who knows how many years. I mean, there's reasons why OSHA has certain, you know, protections put into place because they save lives. You know, the National Weather Service is definitely needed. The Department of Education is needed. USET is needed. All this stuff is needed. Hunger Task Force is needed. Undoing all this is not good for anything, anyone. You know, it's going to hurt everyone in the long run. The one thing that I do hope is that the message that was sent on April 1st in Wisconsin about the election is that it's time to stand up. Because what gets me is you had, I think they said X amount of people voted for Trump, so many people voted for Harris, so many people voted third party, and then some 63% didn't even vote.
Right.
Those 63%, obviously didn't want any of this to happen. And well, now is your reason to stand up and vote. You know, this is.
Yeah, Brian, I'm sorry I had to hop in there. I want to remind everybody this. If any piece of the vast majority of polls to date is accurate, which is basically people are not happy with what Donald Trump is doing. Adding that to this fact, there never was a mandate. More people stayed home and didn't vote than voted for Donald Trump. Again, that ain't a mandate. You didn't even get half of the voting age population to vote for you. That is not a mandate. If there ever was an argument that there was a mandate, which I would respectfully submit, there can't be as a mathematical truth. There is absolutely not one now. Public opinion moving against Donald Trump on virtually every single poll from an objective, decent polling source that I've taken a look at. Thanks so much, Brian. We've got Matt from Middleton up next. Matt, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie, love your show. I have two things that come to mind 100 days in. One is that any discussion about China being number two or anything else should be over because they're clearly number one. MAGA and Trump is drowning us, and Timothy Snyder was correct. When this is all over, we're going to be poorer, we're going to be stumbling, we're going to be lost because MAGA has done so much damage. And the second point is 100 days in, I think everyone who doesn't know what fascism is, has never read the dictionary term, never doesn't know any history. We are seeing American fascism now. They come in suits and ties, but they're still fascist. And
yeah, couldn't agree with you more. Listen, fascists don't always wear jackboots, though they sometimes do. They come in suits and ties, and we're seeing that. We're seeing fascism. It doesn't happen. There's no light switch. It's a dimmer, right? It's a very, very slow-moving, sometimes imperceptible dimmer. Here, I'd say, it ain't imperceptible. The man's trying to turn the lights off on American democracy, so wake the frick up before it's too late. Folks, I will give you a to-do, if you will, to fight back before our hour is out this afternoon, because there is always something to do to save our democracy. Remember, it's always better when we stand together. We got Cornell from Merrill. Hello, Cornell. What would you like to share this afternoon?
Oh, hi, Maggie. Great show. I'm really upset with Trump. I'd have to give him an F. The thing is, I'm very upset because in 1994, we signed the Budapest Memorandum to protect Ukraine because they gave up their nuclear weapons. And I'm very upset that he didn't call out Putin bombing playgrounds and killing 12 children, bombing a church, killing about a dozen people and a beautiful organist. And I hope people will call and the representatives and tell them we need the Patriot missiles. He's refused to give President Zelensky Patriot missiles. He even wanted to put up $15 billion on his watch. This is his fault that these children die. Putin keeps killing people. They're hitting apartments. I get reports from Anna of Ukraine and Tanya Fiana, her girlfriend, was hit. He's hitting apartments, and it's just deplorable.
I couldn't agree with you more, Cornell. I want to start with something that Cornell said at the very beginning of his comments. He talked about the Budapest Accords, whereby Ukraine surrendered its nuclear arsenal. We helped that happen. We left Ukraine without a means of or the big military means to defend itself. Ukraine and many of our European allies have made decisions based on U.S. support. And now, at the moment when Ukraine needs U.S. support, and let's be clear, support under Joe Biden was itself tepid. Joe Biden could have sent Patriot missiles. He didn't do that. Ukraine needs the means to defend himself. So to all of the conservatives that have called me up and railed about Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan, then make the math on Ukraine. You simply cannot. If you are criticizing Joe Biden about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which, by the way, was negotiated by Donald Trump, that agreement was signed by Donald Trump. If you think that was bad, then this too is bad. This is a failure of U.S. foreign policy. on an epic scale, blowing up decades of work. It is a slap in the face of those that have served. I want to go to the text lines. We got lots of thoughts coming in. Megan from Sun Prairie says this: if I can rate Donald Trump on whether or not he is a decent human being, he gets an F. Even that's too high of a grade for him. Steve from Milwaukee says another fascist raid goes awry. Big surprise. In Oklahoma City, had their rights violated, and they were dragged out of their home in without even having the time to get dressed. This happened in Oklahoma City this past Thursday. About 20 federal immigration agents raided the wrong house, forced a woman and her three daughters, who didn't have enough time to get dressed, out onto their front lawn. They seized their phones, laptops, money. The woman and her daughters are citizens. They had moved to Oklahoma from Maryland. Oops. Yeah, this is what happens when you do not have a judicial warrant, when you do not have judges reviewing the specificity, the specificity of evidence to ensure that there is, in fact, a finding of probable cause. When you say to the entirety of ICE, hey, any one of you can just sign this piece of paper, or don't even bother with it. If you think they're here illegally, just pick them up, and that's fine. That's what Pam Bondi said to the entirety of ICE in a March 14th memorandum. If you want to pick people up, don't worry about any review at all. And even if you do have this little form filled out, it can be signed by any other available officer, any law enforcement officer, and it can be based on your, quote, reasonable belief that the person that you are targeting is a valid alien enemy target. That's what it says. Your reasonable belief by any law enforcement officer, just go ahead and scoop that person up. That, my friends, is fascism. Thank you, Steve, for reminding us that that is happening on a near daily basis. Of course, the deportation of citizen children coupled with cancer. You know, I'm sure that's all fine and good too. Let's see here. Adam from Oregon, hello Adam from Oregon, says this: Trump has successfully broken the backs of any possible pushback from those in the right wing of the party who weren't already spineless and capitulating. Adam, I think this is one of the things that concerns me most when I zoom out. And that is the fact that there is basically no voice from within the current Republican Party that is standing up to Donald Trump. Don Bacon, every once in a while, will stand up. But he apparently is going to resign or retire. Where are the principled conservatives? I don't know where they've gone. They've all been banished from the party. They all have been driven out. You just need to look at the manner in which fidelity to the person Donald Trump, no longer any particular platform that is conservative, no longer any set of articulable, consistent conservative principles. It is just, what does Donald Trump happen to say today? Which seems like it changes with the temperament of a three-year-old having a tantrum on a day-over-day basis. Listen, we're going to return to your phone calls and the text line. How is Donald Trump doing 100 days in? You're going to want to get in on this great discussion. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. How do you think Donald Trump's next 100 days are going to impact you and your family? I get to that question next, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.